The backlog of applications from legal residents waiting to become U.S. citizens has skyrocketed, and immigration rights groups are demanding answers, saying the delays are especially concerning in an election year. More than 14,000 Arizonans are legal permanent residents who qualify to become U.S. citizens, but are waiting for their applications to be processed, according to the National Partnership for New Americans. Ben Monteroso with civic engagement group Mi Familia Vota says the approval process used to take just a few months, but now some applicants wait nearly 2 years.
They're going to continue paying taxes and obeying the law, but they will not be able to participate in the democracy of this country, meaning not eligible to vote. And a lot of people are looking to express their voice in the ballot box.
Monteroso's organization is one of several that this week submitted a Freedom of Information Act request to find out why U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services operations have slowed so dramatically. The application backlog has grown by nearly 90% since 2016. In Arizona, the rate of increase has been even higher. Monteroso says 700,000 legal permanent residents across the country have gone through a lengthy process and paid hundreds of dollars in application fees, with little response from the government.
They already have legal permanent residents for more than 5 years and fill out all the paperwork that requires to become a citizen and have shown that they are eligible, so we need to figure out what is taking it so long.
Mayors of 46 U.S. cities and 50 members of Congress have written to U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services to demand action on the backlog. That list includes Tucson Mayor Jonathan Rothschild and Arizona Congressman Ruben Gallego and Raul Grijalva. For Public News Service, I'm Catherine Davis-Young.